Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Take it easy.
This is one of your favorite times.
I know. And with JR coming up, that means I got to take it easy on him now. You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan. Let's go right to the phones. And we always take it easy on our good friend JR from Colorado Clays. Good morning.
Good morning, Terry.
I'll just be nice.
Take it easy on me, brother.
Yeah, always do. You know you're a good friend and a great contributor. We love to give you a hard time. You know, I do have a question for you, though. You've been running this sighting clinic for quite some time now, last year and then the beginning, you know, leading into the rifle seasons this year. Are you getting much feedback from the hunters on what they think of it? Has it made them more confident in the field? You know, any kind of feedback coming in?
And Terry, thanks for asking. You know, that's what I love about this time of year here at Colorado Clays. Of course, you know, we always have that state-of-the-art range available. We do that special sight-in clinic for those folks that want to go the extra mile. And I'm telling you, we're getting back some good feedback, lots of success. But Terry, I think one of the things, and we've talked about this, is I'm just so impressed at the number of one-shot harvests that I'm hearing about. Really preserving our resources and some extremely ethical hunts. It's just great to see, and I enjoy it.
Tell people a little bit of what the sighting clinic does and how it works.
Well, our sighting clinic takes it brings you out to Colorado Clays and, of course, you know, use this facility. But we go through not only just safety, gun function. We also give you a manual bore sight, so we literally start you out from scratch. We'll make sure everything on your gun is tight, new, adjusted, your eye relief, everything you need. And then we'll come down and explain MOA, how to adjust your scope, help you with ballistic charts, and then make sure you understand breathing techniques, everything that's going to help bring your grouping in tighter and tighter, make your shooting that much better for just a couple hours of time in the morning. It's just a great opportunity.
Now, first rifle season just started, but we've got a lot of rifle hunting ahead of us. Are you still offering the sight-in clinics?
Well, this coming Sunday, which will be tomorrow morning, is probably the final one of the year, Terry. So I would encourage anybody who wants to take advantage of that, give us a call today and sign up for it, because this is going to be the last one, the bulk of the seasons. Of course, the rifle facility is available to anyone all the time with our great staff, but this clinic, just a very few times during the year you can take advantage of it. Tomorrow morning is going to be the one.
Do they have to sign up ahead? Can they show up?
Just give us a call. We prefer to have a registration so we can have the appropriate number of range officers here to give the one-on-one service that we, you know, offer for that clinic. So definitely give us a call. Let us know you're coming.
You know, you talk about one-on-one. You guys also cater to a lot of groups on a year-round basis, whether it's a holiday party, you could set up a shotgunning event, or whether it's, you know, a bachelor party or just an outing for a corporate group or a fundraiser for a charity. When you get some of those big groups, you say you get 50 to 100 people out there, do you end up, I mean, is there a lot of standing around and waiting, or are you guys able to process them through and get them out shooting fairly quickly?
Well, you know, Terry, and that's the beauty of Colorado Clays with our long history of serving Colorado's recreational shooting community. We really have developed the most streamlined systems to get people shooting, and not only quickly, but on the most appropriate fields, courses, or ranges, you know, to either achieve or just enjoy whatever shooting opportunity they desire. And whether it's an individual, just a single person coming out, maybe just wanting to do some practice or try a new gun, like you say, friends and family stuff, bachelor parties, corporate groups, or fundraisers from a few people to a few hundred, we have developed systems over all these years that make things happen. And I'm telling you, Terry, the beauty of this place, being that we are a public access facility, no reservation or membership required, most of the time it's as simple as just making that short drive from anywhere in the metro or Front Range out to Colorado Clays, check in at the clubhouse, do your waivers, tell us what you're after. We'll get you out onto those appropriate areas. Our range staff will show you how to do what you need to do, and you can take it from there. That's what makes this such a great opportunity for everyone.
Well, speaking of appropriate, we're getting very close to pheasant season here in Colorado, and I'm going to do some checking by the way you folks that are listening. I'll get a hold of Ed Gorman and get a final report, but he's been fairly optimistic that we're going to have a great pheasant season in Colorado, or at least a very good pheasant season. So if I haven't been shooting my shotgun very much and I want to come in and get ready for pheasant season, what discipline or what activity there do you recommend for me?
Well, and Terry, we talked about this before. Any trigger time is going to help a person get familiar. But when we start talking about specific types of hunts, so I have folks coming out now prepping for pheasant. I actually had a couple guys getting ready for an upland bird hunt of some kind in Scotland. Number one recommendation and request is that wobble trap. And that wobble trap on our skeet field can literally simulate the flush of an uplap bird, and the area that you have there and the type of trap that is, which is, you know, ground level, so the flushes are all realistic. The trap does oscillation and elevation, meaning you could have any flush from ground level up to nearly straight up from left or right, and then on that field you can position yourself, and there's literally very few flushes you can't simulate. And the best part of it, Terry, and probably good for you and me, is that we can work on the angles and distances that give us trouble. So it is the perfect preparation for pheasant. And I got to say, I've got a few fall turkey hunters coming in. And even in the spring, we really promote that pattern board. But I've been patterning some turkey guns here for the fall. And just never forget, that is also available here at Colorado Clays.
The only problem with that wobble trap is it's so expensive. What do you guys charge?
Yeah, $7.50 to shoot an entire round of 25 targets.
That's ridiculous. You know that.
Yeah, absolutely.
You guys should charge way more, but I'm not going to tell you that.
Yeah.
Tell people how they find you, JR.
Go to ColoradoClays.com. That's our website. I certainly encourage anyone to take the virtual tour. Flip through there. Most questions can be answered by doing that. Or absolutely give us a call at 303-659-7117. Talk to me or any of my staff, and we can make whatever you need happen.
All right. My friend, great to talk to you as always, and we'll talk to you again in a couple weeks.
Thank you so much, Terry.
You bet. JR from Colorado Clays. We'll take a quick time out, and Bernie Keefe's going to join us, and we're going to talk lake trout at Granby, which are on fire right now, on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.